the series on worship, week 6, weddings, and also home dedication. Day 5, home dedication. Unless Yehovah builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Behold, sons are an inheritance of Yehovah. The fruit of the belly is his reward. Psalm 127, verses 1 and 3. Man may be compared to a house in which are a number of rooms, one of which leads into another. They who are in truths as to the understanding only are not in any room of the house, but only in the court or yard. But so far as through the understanding truth enters into the will, so far the man enters into the rooms and dwells in the house. Moreover, in the word, man is compared to a house, and the truth which is of the understanding alone is compared to a court, but the truth which has been made also of the will, and has there become good, is compared to an inhabited room and to the very bedroom. Arcana Celestia 10110, Section 3. To collect memory knowledges, and by their means frame the external man and build it up, is not unlike building a house. And therefore, such things are signified in many passages of the word by building, and by building houses, as in Isaiah, "I create new heavens and a new earth. They shall build houses and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards and eat the fruit of them. They shall not build and another inhabit." Isaiah 65, verses 17, 21, and 22. Here, houses mean where there are wisdom and intelligence, thus where there are the knowledges of good and truth. For the Lord's kingdom is treated of here, namely, the new heavens and the new earth. Arcana Celestia 14:88. That there are duties proper to the man and duties proper to the wife, and that the wife cannot enter into the duties proper to the man, nor the man into the duties proper to the wife, and rightly perform them. One of the things people know in the world is that a husband's duties are in some way joined together with the duties of his wife, and that a wife's duties are connected to the duties of her husband, and that these conjunctions and connections are the assistance they give each other, and are according to that assistance. But the primary duty which confederates, affiliates, and gathers the souls and lives of two married partners together into one is their shared concern in raising children. In this concern, a husband's duties and a wife's duties are distinct and at the same time are joined together. They are distinct because the responsibility of nursing and raising little children of both sexes, and also of educating girls to the age when they can be married and associate with men, is a duty that belongs to the wife. On the other hand, the responsibility of educating boys after early childhood to the time of adolescence, and after that until they become independent, is a responsibility that belongs to the husband. But these duties are joined together through consulting each other, supporting each other, and many other kinds of mutual assistance. People also know that these duties, viewed in respect to their distinctness and conjunction, make one home. Conjugal Love number 174 and 176. Infants and boys, so long as they are under nurses and teachers, do not indeed perform goods of use. But still, they learn to perform them, and they must have them for an end. Thus, the good of use is in the end. In order that a house may be built, the materials must first be provided and the foundation laid and the walls erected, and so, finally, it is inhabited. The good of a house is the dwelling in it. Conjugal Love, number one, Doctrine of Charity, number 129. Questions. The purpose of a home dedication is to strengthen a couple's or person's commitment to using their house, their most valuable possession, and thus their whole lives to serve the Lord and His uses. Number two, the ritual of dedication, home dedication, begins with opening the Word, followed by readings. The father presents a copy of the Word. The priest places it in its special place and says, "I dedicate this house to the spiritual and natural uses of a new church home," and says a few words about those uses. We say the prayer, and there is a benediction. We see from the passages, number three, we see from the passages from the Arcana that a house and the construction of a house correspond to our mind and the building of our mind. Can you see ways in which a person's house may reflect who he or she is? Four, can you think of times or situations when it was clear that the shared concern in raising children was drawing a married couple together, either in your own case or in the case of some people you know well? What if one or both partners do not see raising children as a mission given them by the Lord? What other motivations might draw them together in raising children?